Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junks. Don't forget, Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington football team. He is going to be on the show at 8:25. We'll talk about the win in Vegas, four-game heater. It's Dallas week. There's lots to touch on with Ron. And Gary Williams is joining the show at 9:20. So we got a lot to get to here on the Junks. And right now it's time for the Junkies Blitz, presented by Offenbachers. Get your home ready for holiday entertaining, Ricks, with a gas fire pit, the highest quality outdoor furniture, maybe a beautiful set of game room merchandise for your man cave or billiards room. Visit any of their four locations, or you can go to Offenbachers.com on the World Wide Web.
Take a look at the AFC standings, and the New England Patriots at 9-4 are atop the playoff race as the one seed after beating the Buffalo Bills 14-10. That is 7 in a row for the Patriots. They're 6-0 on the road, by the way. Haven't lost a roadie.
They're great
all season
and all,
long.
But I'll say it because nobody else will say it.
They're boring.
They're incredibly boring. I'm sorry. They're just defensive led, boring running game. Mac Jones he's good, but he's boring too. They're just a boring team. They just are.
If you were covering a Washington football team, Cakes, like legit, which you kind of are, would you rather have Mac Jones under center? Now, I understand he's younger, but, I mean, all things being equal, yeah. Or Taylor? I mean, I gotta go Taylor.
I think it's basically a coin flip, but yeah, Taylor can do things with his legs that Mac Jones will never be able to do. I mean, he's basically a statue in the pocket.
It's a perfect system for him, for Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, he may never
the ball a lot.
He may never be a guy who's going to throw for 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns.
Short to intermediate passing.
But he's going to get coached up.
Heavy running game.
They're going to have great defense. Obviously, they did last night. Do this year. But
AFC,
I don't know. He makes good decisions.
AFC playoff picture. So you got the Patriots as your one seed right now. Titans are the two, sliding. Injuries.
Hard time believing in them without Derrick Henry. I know that they're trying to piecemeal it together with Deontay Foreman and Dontrell Hilliard, but
Ravens are the three seed. They're coming off a loss. They went for two against the Steelers. And when we had Jason Lock on four on last week, he kind of was saying that Baltimore a little fraudulent in that their touchdown differential has them as the 10th best team in the AFC. I don't think you can discredit. They find a way to win a lot of close games. They happen to lose this one. But they're your three seed. The Chiefs are the four. Rest of the playoff picture, Chargers, Bengals, Bills right now. Those would be your seven teams.
Watch out for the Colts.
Colts are the 9. They're 7-6.
I think they started out 2-5, but now they're 7-6.
Did Valdez yesterday comment on the going for two? Were you pro that or against that? I mean, I know that he likes
to
be
Matt Valdez.
I was pro. I think the analytics had it as a 50-50 shot. I don't know why. But I said that Harbaugh in the presser was going for two because Humphrey was injured on the last drive, and they were literally out of corners.
And speaking of Humphrey, he's going
to
be
the game right there, if
out possible. For the year. Humphrey, season-ending right pec muscle.
They kick the extra point and go into play for overtime.
I'm happy they went for two.
No, but I'm saying all things being equal,
right,
if you think they typically they would have.
I think they typically would have done that. But if you watch the game, the offense was just
poo.
Was awful when they had to move Phillips over to tackle. They could barely move the ball. The defense was getting torched, and then they were down a corner. So if they would have gotten the ball, they probably would have went three and out. And then if the Steelers got the ball, they probably would have drove right down the field.
So Lamar's getting some criticism of late, right? Because he's just going through a tough stretch, or no?
He's definitely going through a tough stretch when they're doing the cover zero blitzing. They got to figure out a way to get the ball to the hot routes. Mm-hmm. But the line.
What's he doing? Holding the ball too long?
He's holding the ball too long. He's not seeing the hot routes.
He's taking a lot of sacks. He's sacked seven times in that game.
He's taking, I think he's up to like 35 sacks this year.
Why isn't he just taking off? There's just no lanes to take off.
I can't see the entire field, but the line's pretty banged up and awful. That's not helping.
His last five games, he's been sacked 5, 3, 4, 2, and 7 times.
And look at the interceptions. He's got 13 interceptions with just 16 touchdown passes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So almost 1-1. But Marlon Humphrey, that's a huge loss. Valdez, you guys have lost 7 starters this year.
It's a lot.
It's just one of those years.
I believe the only remaining starter in the secondary this year is Chuck Clark.
Correct.
Massive game in Cleveland as Baltimore travels to Cleveland this week.
And a weird scheduling quirk. Cleveland is playing Baltimore after a bye week when they played Baltimore.
That is weird. Playing them back-to-back with the bye week sandwich. So you guys lose Marlon Humphreys. The Chargers' leading receiver, Keenan Allen, he was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list on Monday. His availability for their game on Sunday against the Giants is now in doubt.
Yeah. So that means the targets for Mike Williams will go up, and then Guyton will come in and he'll get some targets.
Well, that's one. If I'm Brandon Staley, I'm gonna piecemeal it without Keenan Allen and think that I elevate. You know, Jalen Guyton gets more targets.
Yeah,
I throw more to Eckler, and we're gonna beat the Giants without.
Well,
Keenan
they
Allen.
Could beat the Giants without half their roster.
And it looks like Daniel Jones might not play again, so it might be another Mike Glennon start.
Well, Glennon's in concussion protocol.
Oh well. Who are they going
to
start then?
They went out and signed Jake Fromm. I don't know. I'd have to talk to Sean about
they literally
the Glennon
just
thing.
Signed Fromm.
Here's my advice.
Fromm's starting.
Did they already announce that?
I believe so.
That's get the Chargers defense
that sucks.
And start them in fantasy this week. If you're still alive in your fantasy leagues, start the Chargers defense.
Correct. And bet heavy on the Chargers. Let me see what that number is.
First start.
Let me see what that number is. God, you know what? It might be off the board.
Probably at this point.
Speaking of guys who won't play, it looks like Daniel Jones, who has banged up neck, is unlikely to play against the Chargers, as you say. Matt Rhule on the hot seat in Carolina.
He's got no quarterback.
Mike Florio said, okay, he fires Joe Brady, his offensive coordinator,
right.
And our pal Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk said, head coach next.
Who said that?
Florio.
Well, if you think that the owner of the Panthers, whose name is David Tepper, who's a hedge fund billionaire, do you think he cares about paying off Matt Rhule's salary, whatever's left on it, and bringing in a new guy?
Hmm.
He couldn't care less about that.
It's just so interesting though, because Rhule was so hot a year ago.
Yeah,
you know? It's amazing how quickly.
True, but you got to give him. He's got to have a quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't sour on him necessarily.
I think I read a story about Tepper, who is a billionaire. He bought his old boss's house, I guess the guy who fired him, and he knocked it to the ground and built like a $40 million palace where his old boss's house stood.
Right.
This is a big F you to the guy who fired him. So he doesn't care about paying Matt Rhule. Doesn't care at all.
No, I get it. I mean, you're not going to win games with Sam Darnold and Cam Newton. You know, P.J. Walker.
They're going to be
not going to win games.
They're going to be in the quarterback market.
Of course,
this offseason.
Again.
Is Cam healthy to go this week?
Yeah, they say he's probably going to start.
Yeah,
but Brady was obviously the hot guy because he was at LSU. Now he had a billion pros at LSU. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he wasn't a good coach.
That helps a lot.
But he apparently they were only averaging 2.1 points per game in the third quarter, which was next to last in the league.
Right.
Houston was the only team below them. So the halftime adjustments offensively were poo. And Rhule said, I want to run the ball more, and Brady wants to throw the ball more. I don't know why you'd want to throw with Cam.
No.
But so he just said, yeah, I got to make a change.
Wouldn't be surprised.
And the rumor is that he's going to go back to LSU. That's the rumor.
Wouldn't be surprised at all if Carolina makes a play if he can get his legal issues resolved. Deshaun Watson seems like a perfect place for him to wind up.
Who knows when he's going to play?
Yeah, we don't know.
But there is no movement on that.
Heard nothing.
right?
Yeah.
Time of year now where college football players declare for the NFL draft. Stud from Oregon, Kayvon Thibodeau.
What position?
He's a defensive lineman.
He's an edge rusher. He's stud.
He has declared for the draft. Oregon will play in the Alamo Bowl against Oklahoma.
Yep. Well, he's just the first of many guys who will I'm
out. Skipping the bowl game. Yeah.
If Washington decides that they just don't, that they like the quarterbacks, but they don't think they need to take one in the first round, not worthy, whatever. If they go a different position in round one, what position would you target?
Wide receiver.
Yeah, I might go wide receiver.
I think that was my instinct. Receiver.
Just add more talent for Taylor.
But I wouldn't hate another linebacker.
Maybe a linebacker to stud deep. Imagine if we had a legit shutdown corner. You know what? We need help in a lot of places.
And maybe a safety.
I like Curl. Maybe I like Curl though, but I play opposite Curl.
Yeah, the kid Hamilton from Notre Dame. He's going to be a top. The kids you should watch when you watch the semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
Are Kobe Bryant. Now, I think they're going to lose to Alabama, but Ahmad Gardner and Kobe Bryant are two NFL corners for Cincinnati. They may both go in the first round. So you might want to, if you want a corner, you might want to watch those guys because they'll be drafted pretty high.
By the way, Mac Jones only threw three passes in the Patriots win. And of course, it was snowing there before the game. Terrible conditions. Apparently, an old tweet of his went viral yesterday.
Oh.
In 2015. It wasn't political or anything.
Oh, okay.
2015, he tweeted he had never seen snow. Oh. Ever.
Where did he grow up?
Was he a Georgia kid?
I don't know. It's got to be somewhere in the South, right? He's never seen snow.
I mean, it even snows in Georgia sometimes.
Sometimes, sure.
I don't Jacksonville, know, Florida is where he was born.
It definitely doesn't snow there.
Well, that makes sense.
He played high school football in Jacksonville, Florida.
He's also never seen an abdominal muscle. That is true.
I've never seen one either. Yeah. I mean, how would you know? All right, when we come back, we will pivot away from the NFL. We will dive into EB's entertainment page. And don't forget, head coach Ron Rivera of the Washington football team, he's going to join us coming up at 8:25.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.